We are already in the third week. Or should I say, we're only in the third week. My, oh my, has it made me realize that we're not even close to being done yet. Such a long way to go. I honestly don't know how you do it. I guess my help is proving to be really effective, isn't it? Talking about help. Today I'm going to help you, just like I have helped a friend. Let me tell you her story, and feel free to touch yourself if that urge pops up. This audio is best listened to before going to sleep. But if you're not in that situation, then any other moment where you can close your eyes and relax might be fine too. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the story. A while ago, one of my prude friends listened to one of my audios for the first time. Good for her, really. She has a whole new world yet to explore, doesn't she? Well, she bumped into tease and denial, and she tried edging for the first time. She told me how difficult it was for her to get on the edge. Because as soon as she'd get close, she'd simply lose control and squirt everywhere. What a sight that must have been. In her attempts, she even got to the point that she stopped touching herself just a little too late. She squirmed and whimpered. So desperate, she used both of her hands to rub that needy little pussy. But all she got was sexual frustration, as she just experienced her first ruined orgasm. But after a while, she finally got it. She took her time and teased herself slowly until she finally reached the edge. But as she edged her needy pussy over and over again, the arousal rushed so much through her body that she experienced trouble sleeping. Because she was so devoted to experiencing tease and denial, and she had such a hard time mastering edging, she forbid herself to take the easy way out and come. There she was, tossing and turning in bed, and instead of trying to sleep, she just kept on edging herself in the hope that she'd pass out eventually. At that point, she calls me, telling me that even after making herself come, that she's still so aroused in bed that she can't sleep. She felt so ashamed that she didn't allow herself to tell anyone but me. She was in desperate need of my help, and normally she would have the tidiest of rooms. But her bed was such a big mess, I could see that she'd been edging all night. Luckily for her, I have my experience with subs that take it just a little too far. I picked up ASMR to reset that brain and to calm that nervous system. And that is exactly what we're going to do today, because some of you might be having a hard time sleeping as well by now, with all that arousal rushing through your body. Or maybe you just need to calm that dirty mind. And I happen to have perfected this craft. I even brought some tools to help. First of all, if you're stroking, then you better stop now. It might be hard after such a naughty story, but to fully relax and to make you drift off to dreamland, it is advisable to leave those hands by your sides. I'll make sure to leave you fully recharged for what is yet to come, because we both know you're going to need it. Now, just try to forget No Nut November as you lie or sit comfortably. I can sense just how much that arousal is causing pressure, but we'll try to take away the focus from that throbbing cock and those swollen blue balls. Just breathe in and out as I tell you about ASMR. Are you lying comfortably? Excellent. Then we can get to the next step. Just close your eyes. Breathe in and out again. ASMR is short for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And in practice, we will be focusing on sounds that make you tingle. It might be a bit strange at first, but just stay quiet and try to surrender to the situation. Your body must feel so heavy after such a challenging week. Soon, I'll make a sound. Focus on it, and whatever the effect it may have on you, just let it happen. It might be hard to focus on at first. Maybe your mind will drift off, or fantasies will pop up. Don't fight it. Let it happen and just try to shift your focus to the sound I will be making. There's no right or wrong response. Everything is permitted. I won't be saying much, so you can really focus on the sounds I make. Let's start with this. Does that feel good? Can you feel the tingles? Just relax. Give in to those good feelings. I can see that your cock still got hard, so I might have to increase the intensity a little, so that sexual arousal no longer gets your attention and stops having a hold of you. Yes, give in. I know you want to. Next, we're going to switch to something very natural. Take a deep breath and just listen to me. It's even giving me tingles, so I'm sure you're feeling it too. Maybe we should try something experimental. I know a good noise that's constant and always helps me get to sleep too. No touching, baby. We're almost there. Shh. Focus on the sounds I make and let it just buzz you into sleep. So hot. And it really took the pressure off. I feel so relaxed. Baby, you too? My eyes are so heavy that I can hardly stay awake. It always amazes me how well ASMR works. I still don't understand why it hasn't helped that friend I told you about. But maybe next time it will help her. Last time, she even told me that it made her need to edge even worse than before. Which is so odd, isn't it? So relaxing. Good night.